Parakeh Mishnah Aleph, the fifth parak, the first Mishnah. Many different principles have been discussed in the past. Mishnayos are going to be mentioned here in a pretty clear and distinct manner. So it's a pretty good review to start off this parak. Mishnah says, Nagia Bazav, in the event that a person touches a Zav, Osha Zav no Gobo, or if the Zav touches somebody else. Hamesit es hazav, osha zav misito, or in the event a person moves a zav, or a zav moves somebody else, in such a, in these scenarios, mitame ochlin umashkin uchle shetef b'maga avalo b'masa. You actually be mitame, someone by contact, by maga, however not by carrying, and you carry it without touching it. What exactly would you be metame? The ochlin, the food, the mashkim, the liquids, or any actual kli that could become purified through rinsing. That is what it means, ukle shetef. B'maga avalo b'masa. Rabbi Yeshua, however, goes on to say, in a certain klal, a certain principle, Klalama Rabbi Yeshua kol hamitame begadim bishaas mago'o metame ochlin umashkin lios tchila. Says Rabbi Yeshua, a important principle. Anyone who is metame, anyone who is impure, anyone who, according to the Torah, has an ability to affect begadim, garments, again, only when in contact, however, with the actual source of tumah. For example, you're touching a zav, or touching a zava. In all these situations, you would also be metame, the begadim, garments, only when you are touching this source of tumah. However, yes, but what's tumah? This has an ability to be metame ochlin. This has an ability also to convey rishon lituma to foods as well, not just to foods, but also to liquids as well, to be a rishon lituma. Vayadayim lihios shnios. And what would then, the next stage would be the second grade of impurity would then be situated in one's hands, meaning the hands of another person that he would come in contact with. However, we do not have an ability to affect a person or a clay cheres or earthen vessel, meaning he would affect garment, he would affect begadim, but not people. And then, lachar peri shaso mimitam av, after a person is no longer coming in contact with the item that is rendering him impure, he would still be able to affect mitame mashkin lios tchila, v'ochlin v'edam lios shnios, v'eino mitame begadim, but since he's detached himself from the source of tumah, he still can convey certain levels of tumah on a little bit of a lower level. How? That he would be able to still convey rishon l'tumah to mashkim and to second level shen l'tumah to foods as well as to yadayim, because he has the status of a rishon l'tumah, but he would not be able to affect begadim, he would not be able to affect kelim, because a rishon l'tuma only has the ability to affect food and liquids, ochim l'mashkim, but not kelim. Principles of tumah dhara are continued to the next mishnah, the second mishnah in the fifth perek in Zavim. The od klal acher amru, and another principle was in fact taught. In the words of Rabbi Yeshua, had this other klal, as said in this Mishnah, that what is the principle? Kol hanisa al gav hazav. That in any event, if a person that is not So again, any item which is not usually carried above a zav, and even if several objects separate from the zav, it would still be metame. Right? That, what does this mean? It'll be explained a little bit later on. V'chol shazav nisav alav tahor, and anything, whether the zav is carried upon, but not really touching him, would still remain pure, except chutz min ru'ur l'mishkav ulemoshav v'ha adam, except for anything that fit for lying or sitting on or riding on, which would then this zav would be able to transmit the tumah midras, and then in avatuma, and a person while carrying a zav is an avatuma, and after separating and no longer coming in contact with the source of tuma, has a status of a rishon tuma. So now the Mishnah is going to explain exactly a few examples of what it is referring to. So here we go. Ketzad, what is it referring to above, and what is it referring to below? What are these rules? Let's make it a little bit more practical and understandable. Etzba'o shel zav tachas hanidbach. If the zav finger is under a pile of stones, and one that is pure, hatame milmalan, person who is pure is above this layer of stones. Therefore, it's as if he's being carried by the person who is a zav, and therefore it would be rendered considered an av hatuma. So, hatahor milmalan metame shnayim uposal echad. That's why he would be metame. He would render the person above layer of stones a avatuma. However, the one, the rishon the tuma, and one who renders a person who deals with the chulin would be a sheni the tuma, and the latter would in fact render the other person a what's called a shlishit lutuma. But if it's peresh, if this actual person removed himself, detached himself from this zav, so the person who's tahor is no longer touching the source of tumah, meaning that he got down from this layer of stones, or the zav removed the finger that was underneath these stones, so he's still only rishon the tumah. In such a situation, mitame echad uposel echad, he would render only one thing impure, that would be chulin, right? He would render the chulin impure one more level, turning into a sheni, and this truma, anything that was truma, would become to this third level of tuma. In the event that you have a situation where the tame is malmalan vatahor milmatan, in the event that you have this person who is impure, this, for example, the zav is above the stone layer, and even if only one finger of the person who is tahor is below this row of stones, in such a case, it's as if the zav is the weight is being borne by him, and therefore, v'tamishnayim uposel echad, the other person would become an av hatuma, who would then have an ability to transmit to regular food, this chulin food, would transmit it what's called this rishon and sheni, and also these things would then render something like truma, third grade level of tuma. And if he peresh, and if he were to separate himself from a tame echad uposel echad, he would then, this person who's tame, so remove himself from the source of tuma, he still has the status of a rishon tuma, and he would then transform something like chulin and make it tame, one level, and have an ability then to impart the sheni to something only which is truma. Therefore, because this truma now would have a level of shlishit tuma, and that would become problematic from its level of kedusha. Ha ochlin v'hamashkin, if the food or liquid. Or hamishkav v'hamoshav v'hamadav melmalan v'tamim shnayim uposim echad. This food or this drink, if this person lies or sits, meaning all these things are items which you don't really sit or lie on, right? Food or liquid. So they are above this level of stones, and the Zav's finger, let's say, would be underneath it. So in this case, what would happen? In this case, mitamin shnayim uposlin echad. They would render the tuma of two and would make one item unfit. So the truth is, most of the Mefarshim say that it only actually renders tuma for one and another one, which would actually be considered poslin echad. So it's referring to a case where Rishon LeTuma and Shini LeTuma have an ability to transmit the truma itself as the second level of a third level of Shlishi LeTuma. And what were to happen if you would separate Pershu Metamim Echad or Posel Echad? You would Metame one and you would be able to Posel one. And that is referring to the idea of, as I was saying before, they are considered Rishon LeTuma, which would then have an ability to transmit something which it would be Chulin, would then become Shein LeTuma, which then would be able to transmit something like Truma itself, would be unfit as the level of a Shlishi LeTuma. V'mishkav v'moshav milmatan umetamnim shnayim uposim echad. In the event you have the majority of part of the one who is metame is above this level of stones, and therefore the what this person lies or sit on, something which is below, they would be metame two, and they would posel one. Metamim shnayim uposim echad. Because whatever this person sits on or lies on becomes an av hatuma, and an av hatuma makes something like chulin, like regular food, a rishon and a sheni latuma, and that would then a sheni latuma has ability to make truma, to something which is this food of sanctity to it, of truma food items would then only truma items would have an ability to become a shlishi latuma. If, however, pershu, once you've detached themselves from this level of tuma, then mitamin shnayim uposin echad, once again, it gets knocked down a level, and they would be mitamin two, and they would be posel, they'd make one thing unfit. Again, because whatever a zav lies on or sits on still continues to have the status of an av latuma, even if detached from the actual level and source of tuma itself. Finally, our Mishnah ends: Ochlin v'mashkin v'hamadaf malmatan tehorin. If, however, the zav would be on top of the row of stones, and you have food or you have liquids, or then in such a case they would all remain pure. The reason is because only that what the zav is actually carried would remain pure. Whatever is carried by that, sorry, that what the zav is carried by would remain pure, except what is fit for lying on and sitting on in a person. Since this is a food and liquid, it is not fit to lie on or to sit on, and therefore it is not become tameh.